and then scattered showers and maybe a thunderstorm or two tomorrow with our high near 82. Sunday looks sunny with low 80s, and then Memorial Day, mid-80s and mostly sunny. This is KRVS meteorologist Steve Hamilton.
Support for KRVS comes from HomeBank, helping the fixer-upper homeowner achieve their renovation dreams through HomeBank's one-time close construction loan. Learn more at home24bank.com. HomeBank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For the holiday weekend, we're celebrating the National Endowment for the Arts Heritage Fellows. All great musicians, storytellers, artisans, and advocates who've received our nation's highest honor in traditional arts. We'll hear from recent and favorite fellows of the past 40 years. It's American Roots from PRX.
Today at 1 on KRVS.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Legislation to establish a bipartisan commission to investigate January's pro-Trump insurrection at the U.S. Capitol has failed in the U.S. Senate. All 50 Democrats supported the measure, but they were unable to secure enough Republican support for a procedural vote to debate the bill that had passed the House. NPR's Susan Davis has more.
The proposed commission is modeled after the one established after the 9/11 attacks, with 10 commissioners evenly split between Democrats and Republicans. The House approved the commission earlier this month with the support of 35 Republicans joining all Democrats in favor. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell opposes the commission, which he has dismissed as a political exercise, even though the commission gives Republicans equal authority. Former President Trump, who was impeached by the House for his role in inciting the Capitol riot, likewise opposes the commission and could be called to testify before it if it were created. Susan Davis, NPR News, Washington.
A very different kind of attack has the attention of the federal government. The White House is monitoring a new hacking attempt that Microsoft is linking now to Russian intelligence. We have the latest from NPR's Scott Detrow.
According to Microsoft, someone accessed email services used by the U.S. Agency for International Development and then sent out virus-laced phishing emails. While the company is blaming the same Russian actors behind the SolarWinds hack, U.S. intelligence has not yet made the same claim. Still, a National Security Council spokesperson says the White House is monitoring the situation, but so far only sees a limited impact from the hack. President Biden imposed new sanctions on Russia after SolarWinds. The administration has said Biden will discuss Russian cyber attacks during next month's summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Scott Detrow, NPR News, Washington.
Legislation designed to help the U.S. compete with China and other countries is poised to clear the evenly divided Senate with strong bipartisan support. Under the Innovation and Competition Act of 2021, hundreds of billions of dollars would be spent on science and technology. It includes more than $50 billion in emergency funds to bolster domestic computer chip manufacturing. Virginia is getting a personal thank you from President Biden for the progress the Commonwealth has made against COVID-19. During his visit to Alexandria today, Biden also took a moment to pay tribute to his longtime former Senate colleague, John Warner.
I had the privilege of serving with John for 3 decades in the United States Senate. And I can say without hesitation, he was a man of conscience and a man of honor. And in his life full of honors, the most enduring was his service to the people of Virginia. And we're going to miss him dearly.
Warner passed away Tuesday of heart failure at home in Alexandria, Virginia. He was 94 years old. This is NPR News. Japan has extended a state of emergency in its biggest cities as coronavirus cases slowly decline. Fewer than 10% of Japanese are vaccinated against COVID-19. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports Japan's vaccine rollout has been the slowest among developed economies.
Local governments requested the extension, and Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga made the call at a task force meeting Friday afternoon. This means the state of emergency will last until June 20th, roughly a month before the scheduled start of the Tokyo Olympics. This week, several Japanese medical experts called for the games to be canceled, saying the event could trigger a new wave of infections and possibly even spawn a new variant of the virus. By contrast, International Olympics Committee Chief Thomas Bach told athletes Thursday to come with full confidence to Tokyo, calling it the best-prepared Olympic city ever. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine is now the fourth cleared for use in Britain. The country's medicine regulator said today that the Janssen vaccine would be available for use sometime later this year, didn't specify exactly when. The one-dose shot is part of a British study into whether third-dose booster shots could extend a person's protection against COVID-19. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 126 points since the open at 34,590. The Nasdaq has risen 83 points, more than 0.5%. S&P is up 14 points. And on Monday, U.S. stock markets will be closed in observance of Memorial Day. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Raymond James, a firm focused on transforming lives, businesses, and communities through tailored wealth management, banking, and capital markets solutions. Learn more at RaymondJames.com. And Americans for the Arts.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. You are tuned into the final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. Do stay tuned at 1 o'clock for Nick Spitzer and American Roots. And after Nick, do stay tuned for Roger Cash at 3 p.m. with Freetown Radio. And, of course, we have more news coming up at 4 o'clock on the program, All Things Considered. Back now to 1950, April of that year, and music from T-Bone Walker, one of the first people to really employ an electric guitar in both studios and public performances, and a very, very important blues stylist. Here is T-Bone Walker with a number called Glamour Girl.
Glamour girl, glamour girl, I'm cutting out on you. Glamour girl, glamour girl, I've found you'll never do. You're just a plain type of baby, and I ain't got no use for you. Seven days you play the races, seven nights you stay out late. You always caught in funny places, every guy you think he's great. Glamour girl, I've found you'll never do. You just a plain type of baby, and I ain't got no use for you. Twelve o'clock is rising hours. You think that's a crime? You better get you another place for chowing, 'cause I'm through feeding your mind. Glamour girl, I've found you'll never do. You just a plain type of baby, and I ain't got no use for you. Now the fastest thing that's leaving is much too slow for me. It's much too slow for me. For 9 long years I've tried to believe you, that was just a fool and me.
I'm getting sick and tired of the way you do. Good kind papa gotta poison you. Sprinkle goopa dust all around your bed. Wake up one of these mornings, find your own self dead. She said you shouldn't say then. I said, what should I say this time, baby? She says, I don't know. My oh my. my baby put down. The woman I love, she got dimples in her jaws. The clothes she's wearing is made out of the best of cloth. She can take and wash them, she can hang them upside the wall. She can throw them out the window and run out and catch them a little bit before they fall. Sometimes I think you has your habits on. She said you shouldn't say that. I said, what should I say to make you mad this time, baby? She said, I don't know. My, oh my, oh my. Mother sat down and cried. Say, you're too young a man, son, to have the many women you got. I looked at my mother then, I didn't even crack a smile. I said, if them women kill me, I don't mind dying. The woman I love, I won a week before last. The woman I love, I've got out of class. I thought I won you, babe, a long time ago. If you don't watch your step, I'm gonna have to let you go. She said you shouldn't say that. I said, what should I say this time, baby? She says, I don't know. I don't know what my baby putting down.
Willie Maybon with a number that he took to the number one slot on the R&B charts back in 1952. I don't know. Willie Maybon ended up in Chicago, originally from Memphis, Tennessee, and had a good career in blues. Big hit with this number. He didn't write it, though, and apparently he didn't give appropriate credit to Crippled Clarence Lofton, who was a composer. Before we heard Willie Maybon, we heard T-Bone Walker. T-Bone Walker opened up the final hour of the Blues Box for us this Friday here on KRVS with a number he recorded back in 1950 called Glamour Girl. We're going to turn next to one of Lafayette's glamour girls, Carol Fran, originally from Lafayette. She was a fine Gulf Coast R&B artist for decades. We're going to go back to 1993 and listen to a track from the disc See There. She shared the billing with her now, unfortunately, late husband, Clarence Holloman. Here they are with a number called Mean and Evil, Carol Fran and Clarence Holloman here on KRVS.
Don't you mess around with me. Yes, I'm mean and evil. Don't you mess around with me. Cause I will mess you up. Yes, I will. Sticks of TNT. Uh-oh. I'm so mean and evil. I may
morning when I get up. I break a looking glass.
Stop now. Let your hair down, baby. We ain't going to heaven no how. I'm ready to burn, baby, right here and now. Oh, I dig those crazy clothes. Let me feel those fishnet hose. Cut low at the top and high at the bottom. In fact, I don't see how we ever did without them. Down the street, they call a chipping in. Let's walk on down there, baby. That's where the fun began. But let me check you just one more time. You know you sent me, baby. Let's go on in here. Now, sock it to me. Ooh-wee. You know it's getting good to me now. Ah, shuck.
James Isaac Moore, better known as Slim Harpo. Slim recorded in Memphis back in early 1967 along with a couple of capable guitarists that had been on a lot of his recordings, James Johnson and also Rudy Richard. Tip on in, Slim Harpo, the best known of the swamp blues artists of the late 1950s and 1960s. We heard Carol Fran and Clarence Holloman just before hearing Slim Harpo. We heard them from 1993 doing a number called Mean and Evil. We're going to have a little bit more in the way of swamp blues coming up, this time from Lightning Slim. He, like Slim Harpo early on recorded at J.D. Miller's studio in Crowley, Louisiana. And Lightning Slim did the same back in 1959. He recorded a number called Rooster Blues. It got to something like number 23 on the R&B charts that year. Had with him on that particular recording Lazy Lester on blues harp. The two remained friends for many, many years. Here's Lightning Slim along with Slim Harpo. Lightning Slim's real name was Otis Hicks. Here they are, though, doing Rooster Blues from 1959.
Well, a little red rooster told a little red hen, I ain't been to see you in God knows when. The little red hen told the little red rooster, you don't come around, Daddy, like you used to. We got to rock the night, baby. We got to rock the night, baby. We got to rock the night, baby. Yes, we got to rock the night. Oh, well, the old black cat told the little gray mouse, I got a mind to chase you around this house. The little gray mouse told the old black cat, said, look here, Daddy, don't chase me like that. We got to rock the night, baby. We got to rock the night, baby. We got to rock the night, baby. Yes, we got to rock the night. Oh, well, the little green frog told the big black snake, he said, come on, Daddy, let's swim in the lake. The big black snake told the little green frog, said, I'm gonna lay here all day long. I got to rock the night, baby. I've got to rock the night, baby. I've got to rock the night, baby. I've got to rock with you tonight. Well, let's rock a while. The crocodile said to the pink alligator, so kiss me now, Daddy, and I'll hang around later. We got to rock the night, baby. We got to rock the night, baby. We got to rock the night, baby, cause we got to rock the night. Well, let's rock. We'll be right back.
you're all I need, babe.
King B and the Stingers from a disc called Meet Me in Memphis. That one came out back in 2019. The band centers around a father-daughter act, Mark Menifee on guitar and doing some vocals, and his daughter Sarah doing a whole lot of vocals. That, of course, was a number called You're All I Need. We heard Lightning Slim just before that from September of 1959. Lightning Slim with some Louisiana blues. It's a rendition of Rooster Blues. We're going to sort of return to swamp blues in a way, but much more contemporary swamp blues. We're going to go down to Houma, Louisiana, listen to Tab Benoit from his disc Power of the Poncha Train. Tab started recording this about 30 years ago now. We're going to listen to him do a number written by our late friend David Egan. Here's Tab Benoit on guitar and vocals with his rendition of One Foot in the Bayou.
Broadway shows, they just don't move her like the Zydeco. She's gone up to the city, she don't know what to do. She got one foot in New York City, one foot in the bayou. Taxi cab, traffic jam, sure do miss her candy yams. She packed the bag, sure to see the big suitcase full of turnip greens. She gone up to the city, still got mud on her shoe. She got one foot in New York City, one foot in the bayou. Nelson. Truck.
still got mud on her shoe. She's got 1 foot in New York, y'all, 1 foot in the bayou. Hey, she got 1 foot in New York City, 1 foot in the bayou. She got 1 foot in New York City, 1 foot in the bayou.
Ted Benoit here on KRVS, again from his disc Power the Pontchartrain, 1 Foot in the Bayou. And again, that was one of many, many songs written by David Egan. I think one of two that Tab recorded on this disc. He has Louisiana's LaRue participating on tracks on this effort. We're going to stick with Louisiana blues. We're going to turn next to Kenny Neal. Kenny, originally from Baton Rouge. We're going to go back to his 2008 release. The disc is called Let Life Flow. From that disc, here's Kenny Neal with a number called Louisiana Stew. Kenny Neal.
Where I roam, the alligator chilling, crawfish too, catfish swimming in the Louisiana stew. We love our music, our voodoo too. You ain't had nothing till you taste our food. Crawfish too, catfish swimming in the Louisiana stew. Superstition. I'm that old black. Bonton Roulette.
Be Fess, Henry Rollin Byrd, Professor Longhair, and the Wee Wee Hours from the disc Crawfish Fiesta. That was the first one he ever recorded with Alligator Records. Bruce Iglauer of Alligator really wanted to record him, and he gets a call one day, and Professor Longhair wants to record on your label, and they did. They put it together pretty quickly, which was fortuitous because Professor Longhair died shortly after these sessions were done in 1980. Some great New Orleans musicians, Tony DeGrotti on tenor sax, also Johnny Vidakovich on drums, and Dr. John on guitar. After hearing his guitar breaks, maybe it was good he went to piano, but great work by Fess. Kenny Neal preceded Professor Longhair. Kenny, originally from Baton Rouge, we heard Kenny Neal from the disc Let Life Flow doing a number called Louisiana Stew. And we're going to turn next here on KRVS to another Louisiana blues man. This one a lot closer to Lafayette, and we're talking about Michael Juan Nunez. We're going to turn to his disc, Rise. It came out in 2015. Michael Wan on vocals and percussion and basically all stringed instruments, guitars, bass, that sort of thing. Mike Birch on drums and some percussion. Eric Adcock on a Hammond B3. Charlene Howard on vocals along with Michael Wan. From the disc Rise, Michael Wan Nunez here on KRVS with a piece called Trouble.
Fly away on the blackbird. gonna do that, boy. Ain't none of these Mississippi guys.
Yeah, tell me, woman, do you love your man?
No, they don't love your man, boy.
Booker White, recorded along with Napoleon Hairston back in 1930, Booker White's first recordings. He later recorded in 1937. That's when he recorded his famous Shake 'Em On Down, right before he went to Parchman Farm Prison. Then as soon as he got out of Parchman Farm in 1940, went back into the studios, recorded some more, and ended up being rediscovered basically in 1963 and recording for the last, maybe 10 years of his life. Booker White, fine Mississippi blues man. Before hearing Booker White here on KRVS, we heard Michael Juan Nunez from his disc Rise. Again, that came out back in 2015. Michael Juan, Acadiana blues man. He did a number for us called Trouble. Next year on KRVS, we have music from John Lee Hooker. We're about to celebrate our Memorial Day coming up Monday and the weekend, of course, for a lot of us. Big celebration, and actually Memorial Day used to be called Decoration Day, and it was a day when people would go decorate the graves of fallen soldiers. It became of course, the practice goes way back, but right after the Civil War, it started up both in the North and in the South. Here's John Lee Hooker with a number called Decoration Day. Doesn't have to do really with the Civil War, but interesting piece nonetheless and appropriate for the weekend.
People lie, had a woman. She was just nice and kind to me in most of a way. Lord, I had a woman. She was just nice and kind to me in most of a way. But she died and she left me. That's why I sang the blues on every decoration day. I hate it so bad. see my Lord take my baby away from me. I hate it so bad to see my Lord take my baby away from me. Thing that morning, but Lord would hang my head crying. Me and my doctor around her bedside that morning when my Lord taking my baby away. And my Lord taking my baby away from me. The last words my baby had to say, bring some flowers on the evening decoration day.
John Lee Hooker here on KRVS from 1966, again, Decoration Day. And, of course, we here at KRVS hope that all of you out there have a happy Decoration Day, better known as Memorial Day, of course. And that wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS. I'm Raoul Breaux. I'd like to thank you for tuning in and invite you to stay tuned. More good music is coming your way in just a few minutes on the program American Roots with Nick Spitzer. This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Programming on this station made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and by listeners like you, to whom we would like to say thanks. We'll be back next Friday morning, right after morning edition at 9 a.m. with another Blues Box. Catch you then.
Feel like your music is on hold? Tune in Thursday nights at 11 p.m. to The Minor Chord on KRVS. We'll talk about guitars, amp, synths, effects, and the musicians who use them. That's a minor chord on KRVS, Thursday nights at 11 p.m. We'll take you off of hold.
This is James Van Way. Join me for The Flip Side, an hour of fine soul music on Saturdays, 11 p.m., Mondays at 1 p.m., brought to you as a cultural service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette.
Two hours of classic Rasta reggae every Sunday night here on KRVS. This is Cecil bringing you Jaman. 2 hours of classic ska, rock steady, roots, DJ, and dub here on KRVS 88.7 FM, krvs.org, a service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette.
Did you miss one of your favorite shows? Find the past episodes of your favorite KRVS programming on our website at krvs.org.
Every Monday at noon is Harpistry, music of the harp from across the globe, or on demand anytime at krvs.org.
KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.